8:32 the time, 28 minutes before 9 o'clock, and Thursdays at this time always means Mayor Bob Whalen steps in with us. We thank the mayor for his time, and of better voice this morning, a week ago, he was laryngitis out. How are you this morning, sir?
Well, much better, Ed. Thank you, and you gave me a little tip on some tea, and used it, and it was like the magic potion.
It really is. I recommend it to all my friends that are losing their voice. It's called Throat Coat, and you can find it in any drugstore. It's here at CVS, and it is our little, the best kept secret in radio. Well, glad to have you back, and glad you're feeling and sounding better, sir. Thanks for being here this morning.
Thanks.
All right.
You
so
bet. Thanks.
Let's talk about some of the things that we talked about during the council meeting. To start the meeting off, Mayor Pro Tem Sue Kemp had reported that the Arts Commission about the Arts Commission meeting, but she also reported that graffiti was discovered on the new Main Beach mural, which was successfully removed with no permanent damage. And also someone had tried to pull off the octopus that was recently installed on the Forest Avenue phone booth. You and I have spoken before about what might be done to deter these things. Would we ever look at maybe some high resolution cameras in specific areas?
Yeah, we might have to take a look at that. I think, you know, we do have some, obviously, in some areas in the open space where, up at Carolyn Wood Knoll and so on. But and we've got other cameras around town, but that may pick things up. But yeah, I'd hate to think we have to put a camera on every piece of art, you know, but right. I think the other piece that was damaged, or they tried to damage, was the octopus on top of the red phone booth on Forest Ave. So, yeah, just really unfortunate. But, I think we will need to talk about some strategies there.
Right. And we are seeing, you're like the rest of us, are you noticing an increase in these types of activities?
Well, yeah, and you and I have talked about it before. I mean, the other place where we've seen it, which I think is just terrible, is in the open space where these, you know, the huge boulders have been defaced with spray paint and other things. And, you know, when we had the construction going downtown and they had sewn the fencing up down there, I saw some graffiti on fencing. I mean, there it was easy to spray off, right? But, yeah, there is an uptick in that. It's something we're just going to have to be vigilant about and make sure we respond to it, get rid of it. And but as you say, maybe we, you know, just have to keep our eyes open more and see if we can figure out where it's happening or why, and some enforcement.
Right. I was reading the other day here, and it hasn't happened here that I know of in Laguna Beach, but also pelicans are being mutilated and abused along the coast here. Some in Huntington Beach, they found some in Newport, and I'm hoping that that doesn't happen here, man. I'm hoping that the vandals, you know, back off. We also talked about the service for the Irvine Cove Sewer Lift Station and the generator project. You authorized the city manager to execute a construction contract for the construction of the project. When would we expect that to start, and what might traffic look like when it does start?
Well, I think it'll be starting later this year. I don't think it should have a traffic impact. I think the activity is going to be I paused there.
That's
huge thunderclap up here in North Laguna.
I heard it. Actually, we heard it here at the radio station. We really did.
Yeah, wow. Anyway, so I think it's going to be, you know, off the highway. I don't think it should be a highway impact.
Okay. Also, we adopted a neighborhood and environmental protection plan, and part of that is a code relating to disposable food service ware, and most of us just immediately consider it plastic straws and plastic cups. Specifically, what does that mean, for instance, for events that are going to take place, whether it's at the Sawdust Festival or at the Festival of Arts, are they going to have to move to paper cups or glass only?
Well, I think any restaurant that's serving, you know, food, and they have, there's two restaurants there at the festival, for example, and then there's one at Sawdust. They have to comply with the, the no plasticware, no utensils, no takeaway sleeves, plastic sleeves. So it's going to take some effort to convert, but that's you know, it was, I think, very strongly supported by council and you know, the testimony we had from others, surf riders and some other, you know, people who were monitoring our oceans, say the plastic waste down there is just incredible.
Right. So there would be no variance for events of any kind?
I don't think so. Okay. I can check on that, but I think not. If you're a restaurant serving, you're a restaurant serving.
Okay. All right. We also reviewed the city council meeting format for future city council meetings. What are we expecting the city council chambers to look like? Is it going to be as crowded as it was pre-pandemic, or are we limiting the seating? How is that going to look?
Yeah, it's not going to be quite as full as it was, but we think, I think the report said we can get up to 80 members of the public behind. So we're going to have still, you know, more staff on the floor than previously. But yeah, 80 seats. The one item we're waiting on there is, you know, we just decided the other night we're going to stay the course of what we've been doing throughout this pandemic and follow the state guidelines. So we're waiting on Cal OSHA and the governor to come out with the final rule on masks for public meetings. So we don't quite know where that is right now, but that's what we'll be following.
Right. You mentioned during the meeting that we did pretty well following state guidelines, so we should stay on that track. And I agree with you there.
Yeah, I think I really think we did. And there's no reason to deviate now, and we're not health experts. In our community, I think, did a great job, much better than many others around us in terms of following the guidelines, and I think that stood us in good stead.
Right. We also visited the Measure M funding eligibility, and you approved a 7-year capital improvement program for transportation and transit improvement projects. What are the first ones or two that come to mind? What's the first one that comes to mind?
Well, actually, in this money goes, you know, a lot of the that money really goes to, there was a list attached. It goes to a 7-year program that's kind of a revolving program for maintaining city streets. So, you know, you do it by neighborhood. The slurry sealing and the neighborhood repair, you know, which is important, really. You got to keep that up. And I think it just rotates around town. You know, I think North Laguna is 24. I think it's more in the middle of town this year. So, you know, but that doesn't sound that dramatic or, you know, wow, but it's important to, you know, keep the streets in good shape. But if they get ahead of you, then you've got huge potholes and problems.
Right, right. Also, the council, we accepted a donation from the Offield Family Foundation of $50,000 in 2021 and another $50,000 in 2022 for improvements to Riddle Field. What kind of improvements will we see there first?
Well, you know, I think as it was brought up at the meeting, it's important that we go out there. First of all, thank them so much for their donation. That's very generous. But, you know, get with the Offields and get with our public works group and say, okay, let's have a clear understanding of what we're going to do. But, you know, there's fencing needs. There's just some safety features at the field itself. So I think they have to develop a whole program and get it implemented. Okay. Separate from that, we've got the city already had programmed a playground renovation there at Riddle Field, playground and restroom renovation. So we'll be doing that at the same time. So it should be a pretty spiffy facility once it's all done.
Excellent. Excellent. You also authorized the city manager to enter into an agreement with Rincon Consultants to provide consulting services for the preparation of an initial study for the acquisition of property in South Laguna. How long are we expecting the study to last, and how do we move forward after this? What happens after the study?
Yeah, so I think there was a little bit of misunderstanding on this. I mean, this is when a public agency goes to buy property, we are required to do an environmental review, meaning, under the California Environmental Quality Act, before we can purchase. So that's what it is, and the consultants are they're environmental experts. They will look at the, they'll do what's called an initial study in the CEQA, to determine, well, what would be the impacts of, you know, the city owning this property and using it for some, you know, public use. Right. 90 days, we have to close escrow in 90 days if we're going to complete the escrow. So their work will be done, you know, within that 90-day period.
Okay. And before I let you go, I got two more questions for you. And I appreciate it. I understand you're driving to a meeting. So, again, thank you for your time. I'll be real quick with these two. The council unanimously voted 5-0 to extend the reserve of $500,000 for the community garden for a 6-month period through January 15th. So what you're saying is that on January 15th, if they haven't contacted the buyer or the seller or anything like that, you will remove that $500,000 from the reserve?
If they haven't entered into an agreement with the property owner to, you know, sell them the property by January 15th, the reserve goes away. Okay. So it just, you know, okay. It's an automatic occurrence. It doesn't require further council action.
Okay.
But, you know, they did make contact with the buyer, and I saw the letter, and it's they've made an offer, and, you know, they asked for a response within 30 days. So we'll see. I mean, it's a controversial topic, I know. I happen to think the garden's a good amenity down there. It's used by a lot in the community. It does offer benefits, and you know, I hope they're able to strike a deal.
Okay, all right. And I've always thought it's not like you're snatching money away. If they come up with a deal after the $500,000 is no longer there, they can always approach the city to help out afterwards. I'm sure.
I'm sure they would.
Right. The final question is kind of a fun one. Here around the office and with our listeners, we've been asking their favorite movies about rock or movies about music. There's a ton of them out there, of course. This is Spinal Tap, Almost Famous, Rocky Horror Picture Show. Can I give you a homework assignment for the week, and maybe next week you come back with your three favorite movies about rock?
Sure, yeah.
Okay. All right.
I've got no council meeting next week, so I've got lots of time.
well, I appreciate it. And as always, Mayor Whalen, we certainly appreciate your time being with us this morning. As I said, I know you're busy. I know you're driving to a meeting right now. I am going to send you off with some Doors music this morning.
Love it. Thank you, Ed.
Thank you,
Have
Mr. Mayor.
Day.
You as well, sir. That's Mayor Bob Whalen, 8:45 the time. It's the Mornings with Ed show.